Hi, this is a dictation for Jaylen Fuller, JAYLENFULLER. Date of birth is 7/1/1993. Date of accident is 6/1/2025. And date of service is 6/4/2025. Jaylen Fuller is having a chief complaint of pain as follows: throbbing pain, headache, left side of the neck, left hip, and left knee. The pains are reported to be severe and are caused by allegedly as an accident. History of automobile accident: on 6/1/2025 at around 4:05 p.m., patient was traveling as a front seat passenger along with his friend Malik Bridge and in a Chevy Cruze at 10 to 15 miles an hour on 8 Mile Greenfield area. He was traveling 8 Mile on west bound and he was trying to merge to the left to get into the Lodge Freeway on green signal. The other car passed through the red light and T-boned on a driver's side. The driver door was hit badly. The car has a damage and busting of the door window, which is busted. He's not sure about the entire damage. He did not take a picture. Car was not completely total. He was taken to the emergency room, Providence Hospital, by a friend. He was there for 2 to 3 hours. No x-rays, no CT scan were done. Only pain medication was provided. Regarding the injury, patient reports he hit his head to the headrest and there was a head injury as well as a neck whiplash. The legs got stuck under the dashboard. And the driver hit into his left shoulder very hard as they were being shaken up inside the car. Seat belt tightened and it did not injure the chest or pelvic or abdomen. There was no bleeding, no fracture, no chest, pelvic or abdominal trauma. Shoulders were okay, elbow was okay, ankle and feet are okay. The pain is history of presenting illness. Patient is having headaches which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, lasting for an hour. Headache is located in the front and the left temple, and they're moderate and infrequent, sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise, associated with some nausea. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are as follows. The patient is reporting of dizziness, forgetfulness, lack of focus, and nausea. He denies any problem with vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies ringing in the ear, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any disorientation or confusion, and he denies any sleepwalking, incontinence, blurred vision, or spots in the vision, or loss of vision feeling. There is no problem with the taste, smell, or TMJ. And regarding the pain, patient is having some pain in the left side of the neck, quite severe, moderate, around 3 to 4, and left hip pain is around 5, left knee pain is around 8. He can walk 1 to 2 steps with pain. He can climb 2 or 3 steps. Sitting is okay. Standing is painful. These pains are described to be continuous as throbbing. They are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They vary from 5 to 7. And ADLs are affected. 6, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, lying down, and improved by sitting. So far, no x-rays, CT scan, MRIs have been done at all. Patient has had no medical care, no therapy. And patient has had no muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needle, or bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient has had no treatments so far. Please review the records for system review, surgical histories, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, legal, personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 128 over 83, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'11", and weight is 195. The patient is a 31-year-old. The patient is 31-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and consciousness, sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Alert, hydration is good. Attitude and Press is good. Patient is not in any acute episode of pain, faces or anxiety or shortness of breath, and sitting comfortably. Rest of the exam will come from the template. He is able to walk with some limping due to the pain in the left knee. Other than that, no other positive finding. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the including the musculature exam, which is normal. Musculoskeleton examination is as follows: inspection and palpation from template. Spine tenderness is none, and paravertebral muscles, quadratus lumbar, trapezius, not spasm, and no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 35. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 20. And bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35. Extension is 30. Side flexion is 15. Rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerner test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Toto has is negative. Thoracic spine slump test, Roos test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was negative. CLR is negative. Camp is negative. Gonsalan test is negative. Oh, sorry, not Gonsalan test. Burjansky-Kernick test is negative. SI joints are found to be slightly tender on the left side with positive Gonsalan favor test. However, the Ely compression distraction test and are negative. Examination of the extremities. Upper extremities are completely normal. The left hip is also completely normal on examination. Thomas Alley test are negative. Range of motion is normal at the hip, as well as no fracture or dislocations are noticed. In the left knee, examination on inspection is a completely normally appearing knee. On palpation, there is a tenderness all around the patellar, peripatellar region, but no swelling, no crepitus. Range of motion of the knee is completely normal, no valgus varus abnormality. Steinman test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive, while patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis is from the diagnosis page, and please review the ADLs. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan will be as follows. Jalen Fuller is provided with a prescription for physical therapy focusing on the neck, lower back, and the left knee. There's some reports of some pain in the abdomen, traction, massage, echotherapy is ordered. A work disability, patient is considered completely disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Medications provided are Celebrex 200 mg a day, Flexeril 20 mg twice a day, Protonix 20 mg. Sorry, Flexeril is 10 mg twice a day. Protonix is 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Elavil 50 mg for GAD disorder and pain relief. Lunesta is for 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigastric is for headache relief, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. There are no patient, the records from the Sinai Grace Hospital have been already released. Sorry, from the Providence Hospital. I apologize. And no MRI is being ordered today. Patient will be followed up after a few episodes of physical therapy. If it doesn't improve, he was complaining of some abdomen pain, but abdomen was completely soft and normal. No testing is needed at this time. And non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry and gym are okay. Psychiatry for anxiety and panic, depression, PTSD. Referral to surgery is not warranted. Attended care not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. DMS patients provided with a tense unit and a back brace for further healing. Education is just follow visit in 15 days. Investigations, none are being ordered. Procedures, no interventional procedure is being ordered at this time. Thank you.